Morning, ladies. Introduce yourself and tell us why you're here this morning.
Hello, my name is Lisa Compton, and I am a part of Brett Connect, which is an organization we are starting up. It is for families that have intellectual disability children or adult children, and it is assistance and information for parents and children that want to fit in, and it's a support group for that.
So sometimes if you're in that situation, maybe in rural areas, there are not a lot of resources for you. You've got to go elsewhere. We've talked about that a little bit before we went on the air. So y'all are bringing it back home to Brett County for folks that are dealing with this and going to make it a little bit easier to have somebody to talk to, somebody to help them get the help they need. Mm-hmm. And you brought up your partner in crime. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Melody Pearson. Actually, you and I met through 4-H.
Yes, we did.
Locally. And I actually have children with autism, and we realized that there are no resources here in Breckenridge County for any assistance, evaluations. And then we started looking into, well, do we have anything here for any child who has some type of intellectual disabilities? And we don't.
Okay, so we're going to change that.
We're going to change it.
Yes.
All right, because we're all going to live here. And I've said this 100 times. I'll say it another 100 times. You know, I was born in the hospital in Hardinsburg. Dr. Seals delivered me. They're going to plant me here when I'm gone. I'm not leaving. So in this day and age, we can have anything in Breckenridge County that we need.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The technology is there. We have cars. We can get where we need to go. Yes. We can bring people in if we need to. So the goal of this is to assist families that have children with intellectual disabilities, and then it goes into adult children, and that is a whole different ballgame.
To get them into the workforce, too.
Keep on talking. I'm moving the mic a little bit. I couldn't hear it very well.
That's okay.
But they want to hear you.
We're wanting to get them out into the community and for their people, too.
Sure.
And we're just wanting to get them out and get people aware of, that they're in the community.
Right. And maybe some work programs and some help programs and things like that.
Everybody's different. It's just it just depends on it's really about acceptance. Mm-hmm. Everybody's different. You're different, I'm different.
Sure.
Lisa and I are different.
Yes.
And we can all work together and get along and build this community. So
there is absolutely a place in the community and society for everybody.
Yes.
There is. So well, that's a good goal to have. And so what you talked about, you've got children with autism. What inspired you all to get this started, Brett Connect? When was this idea born?
We were in 4-H one evening at one of the cultural meetings, and I don't know, it just come about. I was like, hey, because there's a couple of them. It was Melody and another lady. They have children with intellectual disabilities. And I was just thinking, like, there's nothing really in the county for them to come to or to be a part of.
Okay.
And other than 4-H. So we were just brainstorming and we come up with it, and
That's great.
2 hours in a meeting?
Yeah.
Well, that's how great things happen. You decide you're going to do something and you just do it.
Yeah,
so here you all are.
Rolled with it.
So you've had one meeting so far.
Yes.
Yes.
Got more meetings planned in the future.
It's the second Friday of every month.
Which means tonight.
Yes, tonight.
It is the second Friday.
Today is the second Friday.
It is at the library here in the county, and it is from 5 to 7.
Great. Okay. So the question is, how can all of us in Brett County help you all? What can we do for you to make this more successful?
Just get the word out.
Get the word out. Let us know what you need.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not just autism. It's ADHD. It is several.
Down syndrome. There's several types
of intellectual disabilities, and we need to know what the community needs.
From the mildest form to the more severe.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a huge umbrella.
They're all welcome. But
there's so many resources out there that no one knows about.
Yes. Great.
I didn't know about it. Trust me, we've been doing this since October of last year with one of our children, and there is nothing. And a lot of times, some people's insurances don't include coverage for certain services, and we want to make sure that they get that, and they know how to get it.
This is a collective that's going to help folks that really don't know. I mean,
yes.
And it's okay not to know.
Right.
It's okay. You know, this has been a huge learning experience for the both of you.
Yes.
And for anybody else that's ever dealt with this type of yes. thing. Mm-hmm. So if you've got this group of people, this collective that can gather information and make your life a little bit easier, I say go for it, folks. You know, it sounds like a great idea to me. So yes. tonight, Second Fridays, do you all have a Facebook page yet?
We do.
Yes.
Okay, good. Tell us about that real quick.
It's called Brett Connect, and it's...
I'm going to look it up while you're talking about it, so I'm going to go ahead and say take action. That's what you do.
We have stuff that we post on there every day, just little memes and stuff, talking about different disabilities.
Gotcha.
And just go in there, like our page.
Okay, Brett Connect. I will share that on our Patriot Station as well. Okay. Be glad to do that. And... thank you all. I mean, for taking action. That's what keeps the county going, and that's what's going to make the county progress. Again, and I have every guest I talk to, and I know this, I believe this with all my heart, we can have anything that we want in the county as far as resources go and as far as things that help people go.
Yes.
It just takes folks getting in, getting a little dirt under their fingernails, and getting it done. So that's right.
What would you not do for your kids?
Sure.
Yeah.
What would you not do for your children?
When you think about the county as a whole, you know, it's like I consider most of the kids in the county my kids. That's one thing that really makes a community. That's right. What a community is. Yeah. And so these are our kids, y'all. This is Brett County, and this is a good thing. Brett Connect, brand new, second meeting tonight.
Yeah, and it's there's going to be a lady from Marin. She is going to be talking about autism.
Okay, great. Which is something that's a word that you're going to, we hear that in society. We hear that in conversations every day. And a lot of us, myself included, I really don't understand what it is. I really don't. And I think even some experts on the subject are still kind of questioning some things of what it is. So you get these people that can come and talk, you're just going to learn more, and it's going to just make your life easier and your journey easier. So that's what you all are here for, really, to... It's support.
It's support.
Support and knowledge.
It's support and knowledge because, like I said before, I've got three that are on the autism spectrum, and all three of them are different.
Sure.
There's nothing the same about any of the three of them, and it's hard to determine what you want to do,
right?
What you need to do, and having somebody to help you steer you in a direction of... Hey, have you tried this?
Right.
Because a lot of times, no. You don't.
Sure. Well, we're always learning.
Everybody's always learning.
Yes.
So that's good. Well, it looks like you all are on the right path. I cannot thank you enough for coming in and seeing me this morning, this early. And please know that you've always got a seat here. Anytime Brett connects up to something, as you all grow and as you progress and people get more active and you get more folks, let us know what's going on. That way I can relate, let the county know what you need.
We're going to try and get several months in advance of who will be coming to speak.
Sure, great.
On different disabilities.
Mm-hmm. Good, folks. Take advantage of this wonderful program. These ladies are working hard. They're getting it together. They're doers. I like doers. You know, planning and talking is great. Jumping in and doing it. You're already one meeting in, second one tonight. What time did you say that was again?
5 to 7.
5 to 7 at the Breckenridge County Public Library in Hardinsburg. So we hope you'll join them. Check them out on Facebook, Brett Connect. If you have any questions, these ladies are here to help you. Come out and see. You know, if you've got a child, whether it's a young child all the way to adult children that are with you with that type of disability, that's what you all are here for.
Yes. Yes. It also had CommuniCare. On our first meeting, there was a lady from CommuniCare from E-Town that came, and she's going to be coming back in a few months.
Great.
And it's also for a placement. If you're got a situation where you're not sure what you're going to do with your adult children, this is a good place to start.
Sure. Well,
yeah.
I think it's fantastic. I'm proud of you all. I appreciate you coming in and talking to me. We're going to spread the word.
Okay.
And do stay in touch, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
All right. It's the Hometown Morning Show, 104.3 The River. Stay tuned. More fun on the way.